The news is read now by Carla O'Brien.
The Department of Health and the HSE will today launch a COVID-19 tracker app, which will help identify close contacts of those who test positive for the disease. The app is expected to facilitate contact tracing, symptom tracking, and contain other information about the virus. Sinead Crowley reports.
Yesterday, for the second day in a row, no further deaths were reported here from COVID-19, and Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Lynn said the situation is currently looking good, but he also emphasised that all elements of the pandemic are being kept under constant review. One of the ways by which the virus is tracked is by testing close contacts of people who themselves test positive. Today, the Department of Health and the HSE will launch a COVID-19 tracker app designed to help with both contact tracing and real-time symptom tracking. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly said the new app will not tell you whether you have tested positive. However, if you have, then permission will be given to notify those you have been in close contact with, and those people can then avail of testing too. In the period mid-May to the end of June, 35% of those identified as a close contact of a confirmed case did not take up the offer of a test. The Department of Health has warned that each case has the potential to turn into a cluster and said people who are identified as close contacts should take up the offer of a test without delay.
The Director General of the Environmental Protection Agency, Laura Burke, has said that the growing uncertainty in Irish Water's planning and delivery of critical improvements to water treatment plants is undermining confidence in the security of supply of safe drinking water and putting the public's health at risk. She also said that while the quality of water in public supplies remains high, supplies to over 1 million people are vulnerable to failure. Our environment and science correspondent, George Lee.
The Environmental Protection Agency is becoming increasingly frustrated with Irish Water over delays and shortcomings in addressing problems related to water supplies and infrastructure issues. In its annual report on the quality of our public drinking water, the EPA said it is seriously concerned at delays in the completion of works. It pointed out that at the end of 2018, all water supplies on its remedial action list had completion dates no later than 2021. But by the end of 2019, completion dates had been pushed out beyond 2024, with Irish Water stating it cannot commit to any completion date for some supplies due to the funding required not being available before 2024. It warns that increasing uncertainty in Irish Water's planning and delivery of critical improvements to water treatment plants is making supplies vulnerable to failure, posing a risk to the health of a large proportion of the population.
Children who are living in direct provision are experiencing a lack of privacy and space in their accommodation, as well as discrimination and racism in the community, a report by the Ombudsman for Children's Office has found. Speaking on this programme, the Ombudsman Niall Muldoon said children felt isolated and stigmatised by living in direct provision. He said many of these children came from traumatic backgrounds and we need to make it easier for them to engage with their peers. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will face his first round of questions in the Dáil today when the House resumes this afternoon. Later this evening, the Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan will make a statement in the Dáil outlining the circumstances around the ban for drink driving he received in 2016. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The government is likely to face many questions today about how it plans to provide adequate safety checks when there is an easing on some international travel restrictions in a fortnight's time. Just how it intends to reopen as many schools as fully as possible in September is also expected to be the subject of many questions. Today's resumption of Dáil proceedings is the first to follow the traditional format of leaders' questions since Micheál Martin was elected Taoiseach over a week ago. It comes after something of a tempestuous start to government life within the Fianna Fáil side of the administration. And later tonight, Agriculture Minister Barry Cowan will make a statement to the House explaining how he received a fine and a ban for drink driving in 2016. Road safety campaigners have insisted that the Agriculture Minister must provide more detail on how he was operating on a provisional licence at the age of 48.
More than 5 million people have been ordered to stay at home in the Australian city of Melbourne. A partial lockdown has been introduced as the number of COVID-19 cases in the city surged, with 191 new cases detected in 24 hours. The lockdown will begin at midnight tomorrow and last at least 6 weeks. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews has warned Melbourne residents that they can't pretend the coronavirus crisis is over. The latest round of post-Brexit trade talks between the UK and the EU get underway in London today, a day later than originally scheduled. The European Commission has said the talks will be at a technical level between groups of experts on both sides and will run until Thursday. And the time now is 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather, sponsored by SuperValue. Our online shopping delivers value straight to your front door. It's got to be SuperValue.
Mainly cloudy with outbreaks of sometimes persistent and heavy rain in places, misty with hill and coastal fog. Maximum temperatures of 11 to 16 degrees.